everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Thank you for joining me today. Before we get started, the events of the last few weeks have prompted me to explicitly state that not only is this podcast anti-racist in its very creation and production, but is pro-Black, pro-Brown, and committed to dismantling systems of harm, especially within the wellness industry. With that said, 100% of all podcast proceeds from the last year and a half have been donated to organizations that benefit diverse and underestimated communities, such as My Block, My Hood, My City, Chicago Lights Urban Farm, I Grow Chicago, Reclamation Ventures, and more. Additionally, 100% of recent class proceeds have been donated between the Chicago Bond Fund and Black Table Arts, which is an organization in Minneapolis that gathers Black communities through the arts, creating better Black futures. I hope if you are showing up for this podcast and your yoga practice on the mat, you are also choosing to show up for the practice of having real integrity in the world. Today's practice is a 60-minute yoga asana or yoga movement class. If you'd like, feel free to grab a blanket or some pillows. You'll get to enjoy a slightly longer shavasana toward the end of class, complete with a guided relaxation, and I invite you to make yourself comfortable. I'll give you a few moments to get ready, and then I'll meet you back here shortly to begin. Begin practice today in a child's pose, and if this isn't working for your body, feel free to take any alternative that you'd like. But for child's pose, you can start by separating your knees about as wide as your mat, and then sink your hips back towards your heels, and then eventually walk your arms out in front of you so that your forehead might either rest on the ground, or you can come to your forearms here and just kind of be lower until you create that space. If this does not work for your knees or perhaps your feet, you're welcome to shift so that your hips are over your knees and your hips are up, more like a puppy dog pose, and then walk your arms forward. And just give yourself a moment here, kind of building a cocoon for yourself, with your arms feeling really held in this space, giving yourself the opportunity to turn the focus inward. And it's really normal when you are working with a lot of stimulus to feel hectic or chaotic as you arrive on your mat. So if you might notice that, rather than resisting, just allow the thoughts to move through your mind. Trying at least here to release the attachment to the outcome. And sometimes when the experience of the mind feels hectic, you may carry it into your physical body. So take a scan here of the physical. And perhaps you separate your arms a little bit wider so that your shoulders can relax away from your ears. Perhaps you open and close your jaw or stick out your tongue, relaxing your facial features. Maybe you massage your forehead from side to side. Just kind of feeling a little bit of pressure there at the space between the eyebrows. And as you settle into this little soothing rhythm of your small movements, allow them to gradually reduce so that you can feel still. And knowing that although you are on your mat, you're also connected to the other people who are breathing with you right now. as well as the people who keep this practice at the center of their lives. So we'll unite in breath together. Whenever it makes sense for you in your breath cycle, open your mouth and exhale your air out with some force. Seal your lips, let the breath begin as you fill up. This time, easily exhale all the way to the bottom of the breath. And continue to explore your natural breath cycle here on your own for another couple rounds of breath. You can either stay centered in your child's pose or, staying in this shape, go ahead and walk your arms over to the right. And there's not one correct way to do that. Maybe you take your right palm a little closer towards your right knee as you make that half moon with the left side body. Maybe you keep both biceps by your ears. That's an option as well. But stretching into the left side from the hip crease all the way up through the lats and the shoulder. Take a breath here. Go ahead and walk your arms through center and then take your arms over to the left. So again, as you stretch to the left, notice any differences between the sides. Maybe you take your left palm and place it by the left knee. Maybe you prefer both arms long, biceps by your ears, but continue to pin the right hip back as you lengthen the right side. Take a breath here. Then walk your arms through center once again so that your forearms are kind of on the mat, and shift forward into a forearm tabletop position. So lift your hips away from your heels and stack yourself up. So elbows underneath your shoulders, knees underneath your hips. Make sure your knees are at least hips width distance apart. We're gonna start with some hip circles here. So go ahead and swing your hips all the way over to the right. Start to circle your hips back towards your heels and then swing your hips all the way over to the left. Once you come back to center here, we'll switch. So swing your hips all the way over to the left. Circle your hips towards your heels and then press the hips all the way out to the right. And continue to move here on your own if you prefer going in one direction continuously for a few rounds and then switching, that's okay too. Make sure you notice both directions here, smoothing out any part of the circle that feels more like a square. Take another breath here. And then coming back into center, go ahead and place your palms onto the mat where your elbows were, coming up into a tabletop position, hands and knees. So spread the fingers out nice and wide, gripping through the first finger and the thumb. It's like the weight-bearing portion of your hands. And some spinal warm-ups. As you inhale, drop your belly, tip your pelvis so that the tailbone goes up and your chin can lift a little bit here. Exhale, cat pose, round and curl. Dome your upper back, pulling up the space between your shoulder blades. Thinking of ocean waves, start to flow here. Inhaling for cow pose, find the top and the bottom of each breath. Exhale, cat pose, round and curl. And take several more breaths here. And it's okay if your breath kind of melts into different movements. If you linger somewhere for a couple of breaths. And feel free as well here to change the shapes. Maybe you look over your right shoulder. Maybe you look over the left shoulder. Go ahead and take two more rounds of breath here. Start to even out anything asymmetrical. Go ahead and take your hands and walk them one hand print forward and then shift the weight over your hands like you're lengthening out a tabletop. Go and curl your 10 toes underneath you. Lift your knees off of the mat to hover just for a moment. And then to transition to down dog, start to press your chest towards your thighs and then lift your hips up and back. So meeting in downward facing dog, this inverted V shape in the body. And this is a home-based posture, which means a place you come pretty often in your practice. Its familiarity might reveal imbalances to you. Maybe you notice areas of tension, perhaps at the back of the legs. Feel free to walk out your legs, bending one knee and then the other. Again, try to relax your head and your neck here so that your gaze goes through your shins to the back of the room. Strong arm bones, press the palms into the mat, lift up and back. Take a big breath in, get longer. Breath out, chest goes toward the thighs. Inhale, look forward towards your hands. As you exhale, start to walk your feet forward behind your wrists in a ragdoll pose. Separate your feet at least hips width distance apart today, maybe even mats width distance apart. And take a generous bend into your knees here. This creates a little bit of space around your low back. And with bent knees, drape your chest over your thighs, maybe grabbing for opposite elbow. Feel free to sway. Catch yourself in the act of tension. Drop your chin towards your chest so that the back of your neck is long. You might feel a little strain of release there as you hang heavy. One more breath here. Release your fingers down toward the ground. You can keep them wide. You can walk them in a little bit. It's up to you. Create your foundation. And then releasing the head and neck one vertebra at a time. Slowly roll all the way up to stand. Once you get to the top here, take your shoulders up towards your ears. And then slide your shoulders down your back. You can either do that again, maybe going the opposite direction, pulling the shoulder heads wide, pulling them up toward the ears, and then forward and down. Or you can release your ear to your shoulder. Starting with either side here, just noticing the space in the side of the neck. And take your chin down towards your chest. Opposite ear toward opposite shoulder. Again, without judgment, maybe just noticing that one side feels different. And then consciously unclenching what you can here, the jaw, the eyelids, the thoughts. Start to dig into these little movements on your own. Maybe half circles with the neck, or maybe you pause with the chin down. Take a breath here, creating space, softening the soil. And then lengthen upward here through the crown of your head and take your palms together in front of your heart. And coming to your yoga mat is a continuous process of self-evaluation, like self-archaeology, kind of digging in to uncover what you find, thoughts or feelings, biases, right? So give yourself time and space here to do the work. Let's take a big breath in. And out. Inhale, mountain pose. Reach your arms up and over your head. Even though your fingers are reaching up, create space around your shoulders. So notice if your shoulders are climbing up towards your eyebrows, slide them down your back. Continue to keep your hips relatively forward as you lengthen. As you exhale, take an open twist to the right. So stretch your right fingers to the back of the room. Like you're rotating from your sternum, the space right between the breastbone. Inhale to lengthen. Exhale, perhaps find your right hand with your eyes. Inhale, come back to center. Windmill your right arm up, biceps by your ears. Exhale, open twist to the left. Again, left arm reaches back. Widen out through the collarbones. Again, with the inhale, get taller. Exhale, rotate, picturing a corkscrew as you shift left. Good. Inhale, come back to center, biceps by your ears. Exhale, easy back bend. Lift your rib cage up and off of your low back. Inhale, come back up through center. Engage your abdomen. Exhale, forward fold. Any path of your arms, dive your chest down. Lift the navel for support. At the bottom, inhale for halfway lift. Bring your palms onto your shins. And imagine that you're pressing into your legs, but also pulling slightly up. Draw your shoulder blade muscles together behind you. Exhale, forward fold. Bow down over your thighs. We'll do half sun salutation A here today. One breath to one movement. Inhale, mountain pose. Reach your arms up and over your head. Exhale, bring your hands together in front of your heart. Back up, inhale, mountain pose, rise high. Exhale, open twist to the right. Use your whole breath, maybe find the hand with the eyes. Inhale, up to center, find the way you move. Exhale, open twist to the left, reach wide. Good, inhale, up to center. Exhale, easy back bend. Think of it as a spinal extension. Inhale, mountain pose. Exhale, forward fold. Hands can come through heart or spill out wide like a swan dive. Inhale, halfway lift. Neutralize your spine, shoulder blades together. Exhale, forward fold, bow down. Once more with me, then you're on your own. Inhale, mountain pose. Rise up to stand, arms overhead. Exhale, hands in front of your heart. Inhale, mountain, arms reach up. Exhale, open twist, draw the right hip point forward, move from above the belly button. Inhale, mountain pose, back to center. Exhale, open twist to the left, rotating from the sternum. Inhale, mountain pose. Exhale, easy back bend, you can goal post your arms if you prefer. Inhale, rise back up, mountain, tall spine. Exhale, forward fold, bend in half, hinge from the hips, let go. Inhale, halfway lift, neutralize your spine. Exhale, forward fold, let it go. Go ahead and take one more flow through these half sun salutations here on your own. You're welcome to add something in. Simplify further where it serves you. Really allowing the breath to guide the movements. Knowing that the movements themselves will come from the breath. Feel free to close your eyes here, letting it be about your experience, the regulation of your breath. Take your time in arriving. We'll meet in a forward fold. And those of you who might be in a forward fold already, option for chest expansion. So you can interlace your hands behind your back. If that feels like too much, grab for opposite forearm or opposite wrist. Feel free to stay at center. Squeeze the upper back muscles together. Heart pushes forward. Maybe you twist. Bend the left knee. Rotate your heart open toward the right. Long spine. Good. And then coming back to center, switch, bend the right knee, lift up through the left shoulder, twist. Good. Coming back to center, keep the chest expansion as you lift into halfway lift here. So press the ball of your fist to the back of the room. Notice the back muscles are working instead of the arms. And then release the grip. Plant your palms and step back into a high plank pose, high plank. Feel free to take support with your knees here for low back or wrists. Either way, push the floor away, slightly dome the upper back. Like if I had my hand between your shoulder blades, imagine pushing up into my palm. Then keeping one tight line, feel free to shift a little bit forward and back on your tiptoes. Creating space like a little saw. Then the next time you shift forward, slowly lower all the way down onto your belly. Let's lift into Sphinx pose here. Go ahead and walk your elbows forward so that they're underneath your shoulders and you're pressing yourself up on your forearms, just like those Sphinx statues that guide the pyramids As you inhale, press into the elbows and drag them slightly back, sending the heart forward. Pick a shoulder and drop it down as you exhale, a little bit of a twist. So gazing up and over the top shoulder here without strain or force. Inhale, come back through center. Exhale, twist, dropping the opposite shoulder down, looking up. Let's flow that once together. Inhale, come through center, heart forward, feel the back bend. Exhale, drop the shoulder down and twist. Good, inhale, coming up through center. Exhale as you twist. Go ahead and take one more little flow like that on your own. If that feels like too much, feel free to instead do ear to shoulder once again here. Couple more breaths just to check in with the upper back and the neck, knowing that these little back bends are a counter stretch to our typical posture of sitting. One more breath. Good, and then come back to center, lower your chest onto the mat and slide your palms back so they're underneath your elbows, setting up for cobra pose. Activate your legs, push the tops of your feet, like the shoelace side of your feet, into the mat. And let's try lifting the kneecaps a little bit. So the feet are down, the kneecaps are up. As you inhale, cobra pose. Think of a snake lifting from the ground. They don't have arms, right? So you can use your arms a little, but that's not what's lifting you up. Lift from the upper back muscles, pinning the elbows together like little cricket wings behind you. One more inhale. Exhale, release your nose to the mat. Rolling cobras, inhale, peel your chest forward and up. Good, exhale, slowly lower your nose down. Last one, strengthening the back muscles. Inhale for low cobra pose. Exhale, release down. Curl your toes underneath you. You can engage the thighs and press directly up into a high plank pose, or you can utilize your knees coming into tabletop. We'll eventually meet in downward facing dog, pressing the hips up and back behind you. Take a full round of breath here. As you inhale, lift your right leg up and back behind you. So big full extension here of the right leg. You can stay with the leg straight, or you can bend your heel to your seat, peeling the top hip open. Some of you might explore circular movements of the thigh bone from the hip socket, kind of rotating here in one direction and then the other. Then eventually take it up to center, big breath in. Exhale, knee to nose, thigh to chest. So squeeze your thigh into your belly, almost like you're coming back into this plank shape. Inhale, three-legged downward dog. Extend the heel up and back. Exhale, low lunge. Plant your foot between your palms. You can walk the right foot up a little bit here as needed, so it's underneath your knee. Go ahead and release your back knee down onto the ground. As you inhale, you can start by walking your hands up your front thigh, press your front thigh away from you, pull the left hip back, and engage as you squeeze the inner thighs. You can stay here with the hands to the thigh, or sweep your arms up and over your head. Biceps by your ears in this little kneeling warrior or crescent moon shape. Pull the right heel back as you scissor the inner thighs. You can stay here. You might touch the palms together overhead. And if you want a little bit of tricep work, bend your elbows so that your thumbs arrive at the back of your skull like a little pillow. Pull the elbow tips up and back, maybe a tiny back bend here. With this reverse namaste arms, take a breath. Good, inhale as you reach your arms up to center. Take your hands down to the mat. Exhale for half splits. All right, so go ahead and straighten through your front leg. Flex your toes back towards your face. Feel free to move a little bit here, forward and back or side to side with the hips. Maybe pointing and flexing your toes or circling out your ankle. Good. One more round of breath here, working into the hamstrings. These are neighbor muscles for your low back, so helping to create a release there. Good. And as you come back to center here, bend into your front knee. Curl your back toes underneath you and lift your back leg. Inhale as you rise all the way up to crescent lunge. So exactly the same as your kneeling warrior, but the back leg is lifted. If for whatever reason this doesn't work for your body, you can take warrior one as an alternative, pressing the back heel down, that's okay. Feel free to take your hands to your hips, plug the right thigh bone back as you rotate the left hip forward. Imagine a string lifting the left hamstring up to the ceiling. And then when you're ready, reach your arms up and over your head, biceps by your ears. Draw the left rib cage forward and take a breath here. Okay, last inhale. Remember your sun A, keep the legs. As you exhale, open twist to the right. So exactly like you did in mountain pose, rotate your arms to the right, right fingers reach back in space. Continue to bend into your front knee. As you inhale, get taller through the spine. As you exhale, rotate open and twist. Last breath here, take your time, fire up the back leg. Good, nice and slow. As you inhale, come back to crescent lunge. As you exhale, warrior two, root down through your back heel. So that was my hip. Warrior two legs, bend into your front knee. Draw your right knee slightly open to the pinky toe edge of your foot and root down through both of your feet, like you're pushing into the pinky side, the knife edge. Then reach your arms in line with your shoulders. Imagine that you were pushing your palms down on countertops on either side of you, so you're not bearing weight in the arms, but they're active. Breathe here. Keep the lunge in your front leg. Inhale for reverse warrior. Stretch your right bicep up by your ear. Continue to activate the front leg as you lift the front ribs off of the hips. One more inhale, lengthen. Exhale, extended side angle, reaching forward and down. So you've got some options. You can bring your forearm to your front thigh. You can press your arm to the inside of your leg if you'd like. Maintain the connection of the outer back foot. Lengthen the right side of your waistline off of the front thigh, and then slightly turn the chest open toward the ceiling. Any variation with the top arm, maybe you take a half bind, bringing the left arm behind you. Maybe you take a side stretch, bringing the bicep by the ear. One more round, I know your legs are shaking, let them. Good, inhale for reverse triangle, straighten your front leg. Keep your toes facing forward, stretch your right arm by your ear, and let your hips slide to the front of the mat, almost like an old-fashioned typewriter. And then lengthen from the ground up. One more inhale. As you exhale, plant your hands onto the mat. Step back into a high plank pose. High plank. Pause here. Lengthen your tailbone towards your heels. Isometric means moving without moving, thinking of energetic movement. Without actually moving, isometrically drag your wrists towards your toes and your toes towards your wrists, like you're tightening up the front of the body. And now isometrically, without moving, reach, stretch your toes away from your wrists, drag your wrists forward from your toes, like you're trying to rip the mat apart. Good, the next time you inhale, shift forward. Exhale, slowly lower all the way down onto your belly. Press into the tops of your feet. Inhale for low cobra pose. Squeeze the elbow tips together and back behind you. Option to transition from here, curl your toes and push, exhale back into downward facing dog. Feel free to use tabletop as an intermediary posture if you'd like. Take a breath in your down dog, notice the shifts. Notice how the sides feel different from one another. One more round of breath in down dog. Inhale, lift your left leg up and back behind you. So the left leg is long and strong. You can stay here just extending the leg or bend your knee, peel open the top hip,
Maybe you start to circle your thigh bone in one direction and the other, like you're tracing the joint. And then inhale, extend the leg up and back once again. Exhale, knee to nose, shift your shoulders into plank, pull your thigh into your chest like you're trying to compress. Inhale, three-legged downward dog, extending the left leg high. Exhale, low lunge, step your foot forward between your hands. Again, go ahead and drop down to your back knee. Walk your palms up your front thigh. Press your thigh away from you, almost like you want nothing to do with it, so that you can lengthen your spine taller. Left hip back, right hip forward. Stay here, yogis, or reach your arms up and back, biceps by your ears. Continue to push into the left foot, isometrically dragging the left heel back, the right hip forward. You can stay here or touch your palms together. Bend your elbows, reverse namaste, bringing the thumbs to the back of the skull. Think of lifting the front of the arms, the triceps up, maybe coming into this little back bend. Keep your right glute engaged and take a breath. Inhale, reach your arms up, biceps by your ears. Exhale, hands to the mat, half splits. Hands to the mat, straighten through your left leg any amount. If you feel tight here, keep a micro bend. Go ahead and shift your hips a little bit from side to side, creating warmth in the back of the leg. You have three hamstrings. So as you shift, notice the outer, the back, the inner, maybe circling the toes. Giving the side the same amount of time to develop, take a breath. Good, bend into your front knee once again. Curl your back toes, lift your back knee up and off of the mat. Strong legs here. Inhale for crescent lunge. So lifting up your torso away from the ground. Maybe you start with the hands on the hips. Bend into your left knee. Pull your right outer hip forward and then engage the right hamstring, so the back of the leg up, like it was being pulled to the sky. Once you feel set there, lengthen your tailbone towards your front heel. Maybe your biceps come up by your ears. Going slow through these postures tests your sense of resolve, your willingness to say yes to the posture again and again. Just show up here, letting develop what needs to develop. Take a breath. One more inhale, take the length. Exhale, open twist to the left. Stretch your fingertips wide, exactly like your half sun salutation, torso rotates. With each inhalation, lengthen from fingertip to fingertip, crown to heel. Exhale, rotate and twist. Deepen the lunge, take one more breath. Inhale as you come back to center, crescent, stabilize. Open up, exhale, warrior two. Press your right foot parallel to the short edge of your mat. Feel free to do little warrior two movements in your hips here, shaking the legs out a little bit as needed. And then build your foundation, bend the left knee. Track your knee toward the second and the third toe rather than inward toward the big toe. Eventually reach your wrists in line with your shoulders. Think of those imaginary countertops that you're pressing down on. And settle your gaze here, coming back into your personal intention, showing up, doing the work. Take a breath. Keep the lunge in your front leg. Inhale, reverse warrior. Lift your left arm up, your bicep by your ear. As you press the left hip forward and down, elongate the left side of the body. One more inhale. Exhale, extended side angle. Start to shift forward and down. Maybe your left forearm rests on the left thigh. If you are doing that, lift off of your elbow, right? So you're using it to create a traction that lifts you up rather than just resting into it. Maybe your left arm is to the inside of the left leg instead. Press into the outer edges of your feet. Strong inner thighs here. And then you can either take your top arm behind your back for a half bind, Or if you'd like a side stretch, sweep your bicep by your ear. Good, beautiful expression. Really own it. Stay with it. One more breath. Inhale, reverse triangle. Straighten the front leg. Extend your left arm up, bicep by your ear. Lifting through both sides of your waistline creates space in the ribs and the lungs. One more inhale. Exhale, bring your hands down onto the mat. High plank pose. Step back and hold. So you can stick with cobra to, or rather low plank to cobra, or I'll give you an option for chaturanga, which is high to low plank. Shift forward 2 inches, just like you did. As you bend your elbows, either lower to your belly or hold halfway, elbows over the wrists. Upward facing dog or cobra, press into the tops of your feet. Straighten through your arms for your upward dog, kind of pressing the heart through the shoulders, nice back bend. Exhale, downward facing dog, lift your hips up high. Take a breath here, reestablishing your posture through the arms, through the legs. We'll explore a moving meditation with one another, returning to those same shapes, one breath at a time. I encourage you to get lost in the movements together. Let's try it out. Inhale, lift your right leg up high. Exhale, knee to nose, thigh to chest, shift forward. Inhale, lift your right leg up and back once again. Exhale, low lunge, step your foot between your palms. Drop down to your back knee. Inhale, kneeling warrior, reach your arms up. Press your palms together. Exhale, reverse namaste, lift the front of your triceps. Inhale, reach your arms up high. Exhale, half splits. Pause here. Straighten through your front leg. Take a breath in and out. Next movement takes us to crescent. Bend into your front knee, curl your back toes. Inhale, crescent lunge. Actively lift in this split leg posture. To the right, exhale, open-armed twist, reach wide. Inhale, come back to crescent. Exhale, warrior two, root down through the outer edge of your back foot. Inhale, reverse warrior, stretch your right arm up and back. Exhale, extended side angle, reaching forward and down, your variation. Inhale, reverse triangle, straighten through your front leg, long side body. Exhale, plant your palms to the mat, stepping back into high plank pose. You can stay here holding your high plank or shift forward 2 inches. Feel free to use your knees. Exhaling to lower either halfway or down to the belly. Inhaling for cobra pose or upward facing dog, strong legs and arms. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, lift your left leg up high. Exhale, knee to nose, thigh to chest, squeeze in tight. Inhale, extend your left leg up high. Exhale, low lunge, step your foot between your palms. Drop your back knee down. Inhale, kneeling warrior, reach your arms up. Touch the palms together. Exhale, reverse namaste, bend the elbows and lift. Inhale, reach your arms up and overhead. Exhale, half splits, plant your palms to the mat. Good. Pause here, take an inhale. Take an exhale. Big transition. Bend into your front knee. Curl the back toes. Inhale. Crescent lunge. Reach all the way up. Exhale. Open twist to the left. Reach wide. Back to center for crescent. Inhale. Exhale, warrior two, root down through the back heel. Inhale, reverse warrior, stretch up and back. Exhale, extended side angle, reach forward and down. Inhale, reverse triangle, straighten the front leg, lift through the sides. Exhale, your variation of high plank pose to the back bend of your choice. So from high plank, you might stay, you might bend your elbows halfway. Inhale for upward dog or cobra. Exhale, downward facing dog. And take a breath here, establishing yourself in your space. Long inhale. Deep exhale. Go ahead and walk your hands back to your feet. Hands all the way back to your feet. At the back of the mat here, let's take gorilla pose. So slide, separate your feet about hips width distance apart, and then slide your hands underneath your feet, palms facing up, almost like you're sliding a letter into an envelope slot. Shift the weight towards your toes so that you're tickling the wrist crease, a little compression there. Hang your head heavy, recover, take a breath. Slide your hands out from underneath your feet. Walk your feet toward one another once again. And then slowly roll all the way up to stand. From here, we're going to move into two balancing postures. You're more than welcome to utilize a wall space if you'd like. We'll start with dancer's pose. So if you are using a wall, feel free to place the wall in front of you or place yourself in front of the wall. Shift your weight into your left foot. Bend your right heel towards your seat, almost like you're kind of doing a hamstring curl. Reach your right hand back. If possible, try to grab for the inner edge of the foot, so the big toe side of the foot. If that's not accessible, feel free to grab your sock or part of your pants. Stretch your left arm up, bicep by your ear. So you're here, you're balancing. If you're using the wall, feel free to plant your left palm on the wall in front of you. You can stay here breathing or start to kick back with the right leg. So the leg is active, almost like a bow and arrow sensation. And as the leg kicks back, equally lift up through the torso, finding the appropriate amount of tension. Thinking of a stringed instrument, if the string is too tight, the string breaks. If it's too loose, there's no resonance, there's no sound. Take a breath here. But as you inhale, come back to center, eventually releasing your right foot to the ground. And let's switch. Press the weight into your right foot. Kick your left heel towards your seat. Again, thinking of a hamstring curl, extend the left hand back, grabbing for the inner edge of the foot. If you are using the wall, feel free to take your right palm to the wall using it as a counter pressure. Or if you'd like, lift your bicep by your ear, kick into your left hand. Think of the left leg doing a lot of the lifting work, but the torso responds with levity. And continuing to breathe here, noticing the expression on your face. Can you soften? Can you be open to this dance of repeatedly coming back into center? Firm the standing leg, lift from the torso, take a breath. Strong legs, inhale as you come back to center. Exhale as you release your left foot down. Last balancing posture, we'll do tree pose here. So once again, if you're using the wall, position yourself so that the wall is to your left. Press the weight into your left foot. Inhale, tree pose on the right. Bring the sole of your right foot to the inner ankle, the inner shin, or maybe the inner thigh, lifting up through the inner leg. If you're using the wall, it's there for you at your left side. Feel free to extend the arm at any time. And in the legs, press the foot to the leg to the foot, lift up through the inseam. And then find expression in the arms. Maybe they connect to the belly. Maybe they feel for the beat of the heart. Maybe they grow tall like branches. Wherever you are, feel the energy of your body pouring down to root and lifting up as you rise. Take a breath here. Good, and coming back to center, turn the right knee forward, release the right foot to the mat, and let's switch it out. So if you're using the wall, you can just turn around so that your right palm can extend to the wall. Shift the weight into the right foot, turn the sole of your left foot in, tree pose on the left. So sole of the foot to the ankle, the shin, or up to the inner thigh. As you press foot to leg, leg to foot, think of squeezing the two together and lifting from the center of the body. Get a level and lift through both hips. Maybe the sides feel very different. That's okay. Find a placement of your arms that feels good, maybe connected to the body, maybe extending out like a balance pole or up as you reach high. You're really stabilizing here. Strong, solid standing leg. Take a breath. As you inhale, come back to center, turning the left knee forward. And as you exhale, release your foot to the ground. Feel free to curl over the toes here, just circle out the feet or the ankles for a moment. And then go ahead and step your feet out two or three times, hips width distance apart. We're gonna start with horse pose. So first, point your toes slightly out and your heels slightly in, like a ballet first or second type of position, about 45 degrees. And then sink low here, imagining you're riding an imaginary horse. So you're kind of in this really big squat. Sink your hips low, but avoid pitching forward at the hips. Instead, lift up so that your shoulders are stacked over the hips. We'll do a little flow with the arms first. Stay low in the seat. Inhale, just reach your arms up. Exhale, sink lower. Bring your hands through your heart. Trace these movements. Inhale, big circle of the arms up. Exhale, deep seat of the horse down. Last one here, inhale. Strong legs, let it shake, exhale. Stay here, take your palms to the inner thighs. Press the inner thighs away from you as you inhale, lengthen. Exhale, take a little twist. So similar to what you did in Sphinx pose, drop one shoulder down. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, twist, dropping the opposite shoulder down, rotate. Let's do a couple more like that. Inhale, center. Exhale as you twist. Inhale at center. Exhale as you twist. Go ahead and take one more of these here on your own, just indulging any movements or any moments that feel worthwhile. Noticing the way the breath flows through the body. Good. Come back to center. Inhale, reach your arms up, stand up, straighten the legs. And then pivot your feet so the toes point slightly in, like your feet are parallel with the short edges of your mat. Stretch your arms out wide and then fold forward. Wide-legged forward fold. Hinge from your hips, release your torso over your thighs, and let the hairline, the space where the forehead meets the hair, stretch down toward the mat. Try to relax the head and the neck, really allowing any energy, any tension to drop down. And then take this as a little bit of yogi's choice. Feel free to move, to walk your hands over to one leg, to linger there for a moment, and then to come back through center. Maybe you prefer another twist. If so, you can plant, let's say, your left hand underneath your gaze and then lift the right hand high. You can stay there for a few breaths or eventually switch it out, right hand down, left hand up. If you're craving another chest expansion, that's okay too. Feel free to really make this personal to you about two more rounds of breath to even out anything asymmetrical. And then coming back to center, if you're not already, you can reach the arms out. Inhale as you rise all the way up to stand. Go ahead and step your feet together. Turn and face the front of your mat. We'll just take one more moment here in this standing posture. Take a neutral stance, feeling equal through the feet. Let your arms relax down by your sides. And just pause to scan the energetic effects of the practice. Of moving the body, of creating blood flow, of bringing attention to different areas. Take a breath here for yourself. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up, and maybe a little bit back, stretching up, lengthening the spine. Exhale as you fold forward and down. Inhale, halfway lift to neutralize. As you exhale, ball pose, squat and curl. And if this doesn't work for your body, we're really just coming into a seat. If you can, squat, lift the heels, sink the hips toward them and rest on the tippy toes. You can stay in this little ball pose or start to wrap one forearm around your shin and then the other. Last step would maybe be curling the chin in toward the chest as you find balance here. And then feel free to use your hands as an assist. Eventually release into a seated position here on your mat. Go ahead and stretch your legs out nice and long in front of you. Setting up for a seated forward fold. And if your hips, your hip flexors are tight, or if you feel like you're kind of rounded back here, feel free to elevate your hips by either sitting on a blanket, a pillow, or a block, or even folding up the back of your mat. Okay, and then sending the sits bones back behind you. Sitting up tall, you can reach your arms up and over your head. As you exhale, hinge from your hips rather than like curling at the low back and fold into forward fold. And the depth here is really less important than the form. So think of the hip creases pulling back and the spine remaining really long. Release the attachment to reaching your feet or your ankles or whatever, and just release the muscles around your ears, the neck, the traps. And come back into deep restorative breath. Forward fold, stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and digest, or rest and restore. And if this really is not working for you, you can also sit upright. You always have options, but take one more breath here. Go ahead and walk your hands back up toward your hips. You can scoot forward slightly if you're at the back or the middle of your mat, and then go ahead and recline all the way down onto your back. Hug your right knee into your chest, half winder moving pose. So thigh comes to the chest, wrap your hands around your shin, kind of compressing here for a moment. Then exhale for supine twist. I like to move my hips to the right a little bit as I drop the right knee over to the left. So the lower part of the body twists, the upper part of the body, the chest, remains facing up to the sky. As much as you can, root down through the right shoulder. Of anchoring at the torso. And then notice what you can soften. Maybe it's your fingertips. Maybe they're curled into the palms. Maybe you can stretch them out. Maybe your eyebrows are furrowed in toward one another and those can soften away. Take a breath here. Inhale, come back to center. Go ahead and swap out your legs here with the exhale. So left thigh comes into the chest, again wrapping the hands around the shins, pulling thigh to belly. Pause for that compression. And again, I like to move my hips slightly to the left as I exhale into supine twist. So drop your knee over to the right. Send your left arm wide. Root the left shoulder to the ground. Again, just check. Maybe it's the arms that you can soften slightly. Rather than pushing your body into a certain shape, just invite the body in. Sending the breath into the space behind the navel, the belly button, that most constrictive point. One more breath. Inhale as you come back to center. Drop both of your knees in and take it up into happy baby. Send the soles of your feet up. You can grab for the outer edges of your feet. I like to grab for my ankles. Draw the knees down to either side of the torso, and then you can stay central or massage the low back by rocking slowly from side to side. Maybe extending one leg out and then the other. Take one more breath for any last movements here that you may need. And then next stop is Shavasana. If you happen to have a blanket or a bolster or a pillow, I like taking some support and folding it underneath the knees, right, so that the joint can be supported. Depending on the temperature where you are, you might choose to cover yourself maybe with the blanket. You can close or cover your eyes. And just giving yourself some time here to settle in into your relaxation, separating the feet out at least hips width distance apart. Letting the toes flop out, the palms open. Fingers uncurl. And address any movement needs you may have initially. Maybe a small shuffle of the hips, releasing the low back one last time. Returning your cheek to one side or the other. Eventually find stillness here. I'll offer you a brief practice of auto-suggestion. Mentally repeat to yourself in your mind, I relax my feet and my toes. My feet and my toes are completely relax my legs, my calves, my thighs. My legs are completely relaxed. I relax my hips, my hip flexors. Flexors are completely relaxed. I relax my belly, my abdomen. My belly and my abdomen are completely relaxed. Shoulders, my arms, and my hands are relaxed. My arms and my hands are completely relaxed. I relax my face and my jaw. face and my jaw are completely relaxed. I relax my internal organs, my liver, my kidneys, my heart, my lungs. My internal organs are completely relaxed. I relax my brain and my thoughts. My brain and my thoughts are completely relaxed. I breathe. Stay in the space of relaxation as long as you would like, as long as you need. If you'd like to be guided from your practice, start to deepen just the breath and bringing some consciousness back into the limbs, feeling the inhales reach the toes and fingers, the crown of the head and the heels of your feet, and the exhales empty out everything that is not coming with you as you leave your mat. And from the breath, start to wiggle out your fingers and your toes. Circle your wrists and your ankles. As you feel ready, take a full body stretch, biceps by your ears, lengthen out in two directions. Then shift into fetal pose, rolling off to the left or the right side, pausing here for a moment in this in-between space. Choosing to take with you the sense of the practice, the internal work, as you move forward into the rest of your day. Press yourself up into a seated position here on your mat. Take your palms together in front of your heart, acknowledging the effort and decision you made to be here on your mat tonight. Take a breath for your commitment. For your connection. And then take that energy as you bring your heart to your mind. I'm breathing for the world together here. One inhale. And exhale. I bow to you, yogis. Namaste.